الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all praises belongs to Allah azza wa jalla our provider, sustainer, cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists Allah wahidu yakta hai ek khuda bas tanha hai کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 A peace and blessings be upon Nabi Kareem, Rauf al-Rahim, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessors of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah. Arwahuna fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, you are watching the Early Echo program, Alhamdulillah. In today's episode, we shall be discussing the greatness of Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of our beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sit back, relax, and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning right to the end, inshallah. As per routine, we dedicate a segment to the recitation of Durood and Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I present this hadith to you inshallah. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah azza wa jal has assigned an angel at my qabr, at my grave, who has the ability to hear all the voices of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this angel conveys your durood till the day of judgment to me by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so-and-so person who is the son of so-and-so person has sent and recited durood and salawat upon you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this beautiful hadith we learn, if anyone recites durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this angel assigned at the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has the ability to listen not only to the voice of the reciter, but rather to even recognize who is the father of that person. And until the day of judgment, ek system hai, ek nizam hai, tariqa hai ki your durood, your salam, your salutations shall be presented in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to continuously, abundantly and accessibly recite and send durood and salams upon the most exalted prophet and the most celebrated prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye, mera wazifa درود و سلام ہو جائے آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انشاءاللہ the کلام and ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that we'll be listening to will be یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی انشاءاللہ this is the ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that we'll be listening to and when we do return the greatness of سیدنا بلال حبشی رضی اللہ عنہ stay locked and tuned with مدنی channel صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری
یا نبی کرم ہو یا نبی
مدینے میں بلانا بار بار، یا نبی مجھ کو مدینے میں بلانا بار بار، بار بار آؤ بنے آ کے مدینے میں مزار، بار بار آؤ بنے آ کے مدینے میں مزار،
یا نبی
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی،
کاش جب آؤں مدینے خوب تاری ہو جنوں، کاش جب آؤں مدینے خوب تاری ہو جنوں، ہو غریبا چاک سینا چاک دامن تار تار، ہو غریبا چاک سینا چاک دامن تار تار،
یا نبی
میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی،
ہو مدینہ ہی مدینہ ہر گھڑی ورد زباں، ہو مدینہ ہی مدینہ ہر گھڑی ورد زباں، بس مدینے ہی تکرار لب پر بار بار، بس مدینے ہی کی ہو تکرار لب پر بار بار،
یا نبی
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی،
گنبد خضرا کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں میں میرا، گنبد خضرا کی ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی چھاؤں میں میرا، خاتمہ بالخیر ہو اے کاش میرے کے دیدار، خاتمہ بالخیر ہو اے کاش میرے کے دیدار،
یا نبی یا نبی،
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی،
عرصہ محشر میں آقا لاج رکھنا آپ ہی، عرصہ محشر میں آقا لاج رکھنا آپ ہی، دامن عطار رے سرکار بے حد داغدار، دامن عطار رے سرکار بے حد داغدار،
یا نبی
میری قسمت میں بھی لکھ دو اپنے در کی حاضری،
یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی، یا نبی کرم ہو، یا نبی،
یا نبی کرم ہو کرم، سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We were listening to اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, حضرت سیدنا بلال رضی اللہ عنہ holds a very special place in the heart of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ایک الگ ہی مقام ہے. You speak about his taqwa, his پرہیزگاری, his worship,
his characteristics, his outstanding akhlaq, his amazing attributes, his personality, his perseverance and sabr, patience, his tolerance. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the istiqamat and the steadfastness of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu, all these are really, really amazing, dear viewers. Subhanallah. He radiyallahu anhu holds a special maqam and special place, and this is what we are going to highlight in today's episode and program with regards to Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu. Ibu Bilal, of course, you know, usually when we speak about the Sahaba, everyone has a special soft spot for Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Jab unka zikr khair karte hain, jab unka tazkira chhidta hai, to ushaq and the lovers of the Holy Rasul have a special glitter on their faces. When we speak and we mention the stories and the amazing parables of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu. Usi tarah inshaAllah, aaj is program mein, we will be giving you some fillers as well with regards to some madani pools, some guldastas inshallah we will have in the middle of the program with regards to this great personality. However, Hazrat Sayyidina Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu an, jo bahut bade sahabi rasool hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrates the story which I will be telling you from his respective father. What his father told Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu an is that Waraqa bin Nawfal, who is Waraqa bin Nawfal? Waraqa bin Nawfal is the paternal cousin of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khatijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So Waraqa bin Nawfal was passing by this place where Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu an tied to the ground or to a pole. Many times, as we all know, that Umayyah would sometimes, you know, bring him from inside the house when the sun will be right above the head towards the midday, or just after the midday, he would make him lay on the hot sand of Arabia, of Arab, with bare, you know, without no clothes on his body, and he would drag him, put boulders on his chest. And this is those stories and those parables which, you know, is written in the books of history, which have been narrated so many times. And we can never ever forget the sacrifices of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. And I thought we'll discuss, we'll begin our discussion starting from the sacrifices of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is exactly what happened here. Waraqa bin Nawfal was passing by and he said to Umayyah bin Khalaf, "Oh Umayyah, don't you have any sharam? Don't you have any fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look what you are doing to this poor person. I promise you, oh Umayyah, I promise you, main vaada karta hoon ki if something happens to Bilal, if he passes away whilst being tortured by you, this is my promise that I will build a shrine for Bilal radiyallahu anhu." So Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu anhu had narrated this from his father, that this is what Waraqa bin Nawfal said to him. Furthermore, when the leader of the Muslims, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, passed by, he also was attracted by the sabr and patience of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. But every time he was whipped and he was lashed, he was tortured, the only thing that would leave his Mubarak tongue would be Ahad, 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 Ahad. Allah is one, Allah is one, Allah is one. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu seen the perseverance, the tolerance of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Tears would well up in his eyes and he would say to Umayyah bin Khalaf, "Oh Umayyah, I promise you and I do deal with you, I will take Bilal in exchange, in exchange of many other slaves who are fine, meaning they have no defects. You can give me Bilal and in exchange of Bilal, take from me many slaves." Umayyah accepted the offer. The value was given in exchange for Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. But nonetheless, this deal was accepted, and this is how Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu was freed from the custody of Umayyah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, they would make fun of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. They would laugh, joke, stand on his chest. They would tramp him and hurt him. But Bilal radiyallahu anhu's iman and the strength of his faith was this, that he never shake for a little moment. Look at his istiqamat. Look at the steadfastness of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Look at his sabr and patience on iman. Allahu Akbar, that he never shifted for even a moment. In other words, he would never become weak. Allahu Akbar. He did not succumb to falsehood. He given his head, He given his body. He was tortured day and night. But the iman of Bilal radiallahu anhu was never compromised. Dear viewers, all these are the, you know, companions and the families of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They teach us how to have sabr upon calamities that come our way. We learn from their respective and their blessed lives. How should one have patience? How should one have perseverance? How should one, you know, take and adhere to a problem when it is on your plate? On the other hand, hum kehte to hain apne zuban se ki hame sahaba ikram se pyar hai, muhabbat hai. Hum kehte hain ki we love Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu an, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. But dear viewers and listeners of Badani channel, together with this claim, it should not only be, you know, merely the lip service of the mouth, of the tongue, but rather hum apne kirdaar se bhi sabit kare ki jab hum kisi musibat ka samna kare, jab koi musibat hamare samne aaye, to hum istiqamat ke saath, sabr ke saath, of course with the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should face those calamities. We see that many people become impatient over trivial matters. We lose sabr, we lose patience, we start quarreling and arguing with people over little matters. But look at the sabr of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu an. We will listen more about his stories, inshallah, about his mubarak characteristics. Listen to a brief introduction. Of course, we know that he radiyallahu anhu was the slave of the Banu Jum'ah tribe. This was the name of his tribe, Banu Jum'ah. And his name is Bilal, his father's name is Rabah, whereas his blessed mother's name is Hamama. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's patronymic names, it is Abu Abdullah, Abu Abdul Karim, Abu Abdul Rahman, and Abu Amr. Four appellations this great personality has, Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's titles are Mu'azzinur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'azzinur Rasul and Sayyidul Mu'azzinin, meaning the leader of all the Mu'azzins of the world. Subhanallah, these are the titles of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu an. The Prophet said, Bilal is a good person and the leader of those who give adhan. Furthermore, he is classed amongst those fortunate people who accepted Islam at the early stages. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu would worship in solitude. He was a man of virtue and generosity. He was the slave of the leader of the believers, meaning Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Furthermore, dear viewers, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu was persecuted greatly because of having accepted Islam. We just heard now what sacrifices he had given in the early stages, but he never left the fold of Islam due to any torture or fear. Furthermore, he radiyallahu anhu was the treasurer of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would take the lead in performing good deeds. He radiyallahu anhu had utmost reliance and trust, tawakkul in Allah azza wa jalla. He was sincere in his belief in Islam, and he radiyallahu anhu had a pure heart. Together with that, when the heat would intensify in the afternoon, when Umayyah bin Khalaf would bring him out and make him lay on the sandy grounds of Makkah and call for a boulder and place on his chest, despite being the victim of this tremendous sufferings, he radiyallahu anhu would proclaim, Ahad, 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 Allah is one, Allah is one, Allah is one. And he passed away in the year 20, meaning 20 years after Hijrah. 20 years after migration is when he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had passed away. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, for his sake, pardon and forgive our sins. But together with this, dear viewers, we need to acknowledge and learn that Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu is the embodiment of sabr and patience. Allahu Akbar. He is the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet had khas nisbat and connection with Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear viewers and listeners of Badani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us and give us those amazing characteristics of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. May we adopt that, like how he was steadfast on Islam and he never shaken for even a moment, irrespective of all the torture that he was put through. He had tolerated all of that, but he never given up his Iman and Islam. These days we see some weak people for the sake of dunyavi muhabba, dunyavi love. People exchange surnames, names. They would become non-Muslims on their IDs and passports and so on and so forth for the sake of business, for the sake of money, for the sake of dunyadari. People sell their iman and faith. But look at Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. He understands the value of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He understands the value of iman and faith. What it is to be a Muslim. What it is to have the daman of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Umayyah used to beat him and tell him, "Oh Bilal, I promise you, if you give up saying ahad, 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 I will give you whatever you desire and want. I will stop torturing you." And he says to Umayyah bin Khalaf, "Ahad, ahad. You can chop me and mince me, but I would never leave the kalma. I would not leave following the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allahu Akbar. Hai, hai, hai. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The poet says so beautifully,
Bilal tujh par nisar jao ke khud nabi ne tujhe khareeda. नसीब हो तो नसीब ऐसा नसीब हो तो वल्ला नसीब ऐसा वल्ला गुलाम हो तो गुलाम ऐसा.
The ghulam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all are the servants. We all are the ghulams of Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this unique personality, Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu, from his kirdar, from his iman, from his akhlaq, has proven so many things to us, dear viewers and listeners of Adini channel. So if we do love this companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then kaash we start to obey and follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Buraida radiyallahu anhu states, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up one day and said to Sayyidina Bilal, "Oh Bilal, what led you to paradise before me? When I entered paradise last night, I heard the sound of your footsteps ahead of me." Allahu Akbar. What had led you to paradise before me? For I have heard your footsteps in Jannah before me. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu said, "O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after making wudu, I always offer 2 units of nafil salah and give the adhan. If my wudu breaks, I perform wudu again." Straight away, Rasulullah ﷺ then said to him, "This is the reason why I have heard your footsteps in Jannah." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the maqam of Bilal is this, that his footsteps are heard by the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. This means he radiyallahu anhu is a categorical jannati. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, if we had to extract lessons from this as well, what he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I perform wudu, and every time I perform ablution, I make wudu, I would perform 2 rak'at, meaning 2 units of nafil salah." Allahu Akbar. This was the passion of Sayyidina Bilal for nafil. For nafil salah, which is optional. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this was their passion for nafil salah, whereas we have no passion for even what's farz and what's wajib. Allah. Leave alone the sunnah. Leave alone the nafil. For that which is most important, which is farz upon every Muslim male and female, ki hamare upar agar namaz farz hai, to hame na uska ulum ka pata hai. We don't even learn the rulings to salah. Nor are we even interested in performing our salah on time. We easily neglect our salah because of many other activities such as our businesses, our works, our sports, our daily routine. But we say we are the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. We say we are the lovers of the Sahaba and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. This example or this advice is for me first as well, dear viewers. We all should have a special connection, a unique connection with our salah, inshallah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. Aapko ye bataun ki namaz chhodne ka anjaam kya hai? We all know many ahadith about namaz, about salah. Because of this narration which is in Tirmidhi Sharif, سیدنا بلال رضی اللہ عنہ performs two rakats of نفل صلاح, مطلب نفل صلاح کی یہ برکتیں ہیں کہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم heard his footsteps in جنت dear viewers. تو جو فرض نہ چھوڑے, جو فرض پڑھے گا تو ظاہر سی بات ہے اس کا ثواب بھی ہوگا. چلیں انشاءاللہ we will listen to the ثواب and the reward of فرض, لیکن اس سے قبل, اس سے پہلے پہلے یہ سنتے ہیں کہ نماز چھوڑنے کا انجام کیا ہے. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had said on the day of judgment, the faces of those who neglected salah will be the very first faces to be disgraced on the day of judgment, number one. And verily, in hell, in Jahannam, there is a valley known as Mulham. A valley in Jahannam known as Mulham. It contains snakes, and every snake is the size of a camel. Allahu Akbar. And the length is a month's journey. This is the length of the snake. Ye size mein, وہ اونٹ کے برابر ہے, اور لمبائی میں it is a month's journey. اللہ اکبر. When it is by those who neglected salah, those who never had استقامت and steadfastness on salah, its poison will continue to intensify for 70 years and the flesh will melt and separate from the bones due to the poison of the snake. اللہ اکبر. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins, dear viewers. Really, for those who really fear Allah Azza wa Jal, ponder and reflect over this matter. Only for the temporary world, we work so hard day and night. But this long-lasting punishments for 70 years, the poison of the snake will intensify and affect the person who neglected salah. Have you ever seen such huge snakes in your life? Jab dunya ke saap ke jo bacche hain, hum unse ghabra jate hain. To itne bade saap jab dekha jayega, to kaisa bardasht kiya jayega? How would we be able to tolerate the punishment of the hellfire? So let's make tawbah, inshallah. Namaz padhne ki puri niyat kare, inshallah. Join the Madani mahol, environment of Dawat Islami. Subhanallah. Furthermore, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, ab zara nafil ke bare mein hum sunte hain ki nafil padhne ka kya sawab hai. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever offered two units of nafil salah in which he did not speak to himself, his past sins shall be forgiven. And this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Kitab al-Wudu. Allahu Akbar. Volume number one. What a beautiful hadith we have learned. Ye wahi nafil hai jisko hum chhod ke bhaag jate hain. Ye wahi nawafil hai, ye unhi nawafil ki barkat hai ki agar hum padhna shuru kar dein, then the condition of our hearts will change. But unfortunately, we cannot wait to leave the masajid. Our hearts are never attached to the masajid, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go to the masjid, we are always late. And when we exit the masjid, we are always first. How would we ever get the time to read our nafil salah? Listen to another narration. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih al-Muslim has mentioned, whoever performs wudu in a good manner and offers two rakats with the present of the heart, that is to say, with khushu and khuzu, with humility and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, paradise, jannat, will become wajib and necessary upon that person. Allah. جو خشوع اور خضوع کے ساتھ دو ہی رکعت نماز پڑھ کے دکھا دیں. اللہ اکبر. For the pleasure of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, کہ دل حاضر ہو, دماغ حاضر ہو. It is not wandering here and there as we normally read namaz. The moment we tie our niyyah, we are busy shopping, we are busy wandering here and there and thinking about the things which we never even thought when we weren't in salah. And another hadith which has been mentioned is that Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, whoever performed wudu in a good manner then stood up and performed two or four units of salah, and he performed its ruku and sujood with humility, and then sought forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. He made tawbah, he cried for his sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla will pardon his gunas. Allah will shower his rahmah and his mercy upon him. Look, we have drifted, but look, dear viewers, listen to Madani channel. The point I try to make to you is that we have the daman of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu in our hands. We have affection and love for him. Muazzinul Rasul, Sayyidul Muazzineen. Lekin aap zara dekhein, being a categorical jannati, Sarkar Sallam given him basharat ki, I've heard your footsteps in Jannah. This means Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu will go to Jannat. Uske bawajood bhi aap nafil nahi chhoda karte hain. And our condition is that we have no guarantee of what's going to happen to us. Allahu Akbar. But though we are living our lives as if we have abundance of glad tidings, as if we are in that situation, yet we don't know what will happen to us in the next moment, what's going to be the outcome of our faith. Nonetheless, inshallah, make dua for the protection of one's iman and faith. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, hame istiqamat ata farmaye. Aur Allah Azza wa Jalla, ye tawfiq ata farmaye ki we always repent in His bargah, in His court. Inshallah, we will listen to some Madani pools right now. Let's listen to the virtues of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah. And when we do return, we will be discussing more Madani pools about this personality. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put an apparent curtain between this world and the next, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he migrated. He migrated from Medina and he settled in an area of Syria. And one night he was blessed with the vision of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "O Bilal, why this distance? Has the time not come for you to visit me in Medina?" Allahu Akbar. The great devotee Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, he woke up in a state of grief and fear. He mounted his animal and he set off in the direction of Medina. And when he entered the atmosphere of Medina, in a state of views and mention, then he presented himself at the blessed shrine of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tears began to flow from his eyes and he began to rub his face on the blessed soil of the blessed shrine. And the two fragrant flowers of the prophetic garden, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, arrived there. And Sayyidina Bilal embraced both of them and showered them with love. And they both said, "O Bilal, we desire to hear the same azan that you would give in the morning during the blessed apparent lifetime of our grandfather." Sayyidina Bilal, upon the request of these grandsons, he ascended the portion of the roof of Masjid al-Nabi from which he would give azan during the apparent life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Sayyidina Bilal began the azan with "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar," the residents of Medina became restless. And when he said the words "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah," the people grew so restless that crying could be heard in every direction. And then when he reached the words "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah," there was a commotion and the people began to ask, "Has the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come back to his grave?" It was stated views of the channel. After the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a curtain between this world and that night, the people of Medina did not experience so much sorrow as they did on that day. So many tears flowed on that day. Why? Love. The love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and love of the lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu is giving that azan that he used to give. And he said that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, when he put a curtain between this world and the next, Sayyidina Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he never gave the azan again until this day. And even then people came to him and requested him, and he said, "No, but when the grandsons of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam requested it, only then did he give the azan." One can only imagine what the streets of Medina were like on that day. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regards to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, this is the great status, that there are many, many companions, but some selected companions have been named by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for themselves. And the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he once indicated towards Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, and he said, "On the day of judgment, he will ride a she-camel of paradise, and he will give the azan. And when he will say the words, 'Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah,' all of the prophets and the nations will be looking at Bilal radiallahu anhu. And after the prophets and the martyrs, Bilal will be the first to be clothed in the garment of paradise." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "On the day of judgment, Bilal radiallahu anhu will be riding such a camel whose saddle will be adorned with gold and rubies, and there will be a flag with him, and all of the muazzins will be behind that flag until it will be admitted them into paradise. And even those, the one who give azan for 40 days for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, will also enter paradise as well."
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That was Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu back in Madinatul Munawwara, and our Muballigh Khalid bhai from the UK, Nigrani Park, mashallah, who was giving us these narrations with regards to Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu back in Madinatul Munawwara. Nonetheless, in that place when he settled, he had the dream, the khwab, ki the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in his dream and said to him, "Oh Bilal, have you forgotten Madinatul Munawwara? Have you forgotten my city?" Allahu Akbar. He became restless in the morning when he woke up. Once Rahani gaya, he of course then took his ride and he went straight to Madinatul Munawwara.
But dear viewers, what may have been the atmosphere when he reached Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, when he given azan, as from amongst the people who requested him to give azan was none other than Sayyidina Hasnain Kareemain Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een. Ji haan, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhuma came to him and said, "Oh Bilal, we miss your azan. We request you to give azan." And he could not turn down the two flowers who are Rihanatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are Sibt Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could not turn them down, so he went and gave azan. And this is the azan of Bilal radiyallahu anhu. There was silence in Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. And when he reached Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, people began to cry. People lost control of their emotions. And it has been said in the books of history, tariqh mein likha hai ki, there was never a sad day like that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he reached Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone began to cry. Allah. So lots and lots of sacrifices were given by Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins. I mean, the hadith which we just heard now via our Khalid bhai, that speaks about, you know, that he will enter Jannah riding a camel, and when he will give azan, all the Prophet alayhi wa salatu wa salam will be listening to the azan of Bilal radiallahu anhu. Jo azan dete hain, unki fazilatein aur hain, subhanallah. The muazzins of this ummah and the imams of this ummah have a very high status in Islam, dear viewers. Never think as a muazzin to be as a haqeer person, a small person. Nahi, 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 it is not like that. A muazzin, the one who calls out the azan, has a very high status in Islam. Always treat them with love and affection. Dear viewers in the Subhadini channel, there's not one or two, there are several narrations and ahadith with regards to the respect of listening to the adhan, as well as for the respect of adhan itself and for the muazzin. May be Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability to understand these points, dear viewers. It was then the last and final moments of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu in this dunya, in this world. Aapki ahliya kehti hai, this is the wife of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, ye akhri lamhat the, and he was making parda and demise from this apparent world. Allahu Akbar. And the family members began to cry and they said, "What a calamity! What a calamity! What a calamity!" Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu listened to them and he says, "Oh my happiness! Oh my happiness! Oh my happiness!" And then he says, "Ghadan نلقى الأحبة محمدا وحزبه." Allah Akbar. Tomorrow I shall be united with my Aqa, with my Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companion. What happiness this is, subhanallah. Kal ka din wo din hoga ki main apne sarkar se, apne Aqa se mulaqat karunga. Allah. The wife says these were the last words that left from the blessed tongue of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. That he continued saying, "Watarabahu, oh my happiness, oh my happiness." This was some sort of nasiha and advice to his wife. "You are crying because I am separating from you, but it is my happiness. Aaj meri Eid ka din hai. Why? Because I will be meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will be blessed with the didar, with the ziyarat, and with the glance of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will not only get to see him, I will even get his company." Look at his certainty that he leaves this world with iman. Look at the istiqamat of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. He knows he is leaving this world. Lekin dunya chhodne ka gham nahi hai. Balki khushi hai ki main yahan se ja raha hoon to sarkar ke kadmon mein pahunch raha hoon. Allahu Akbar. It is the didar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could not live without the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla during his earthly life. And he is so excited to meet the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even after his parda. As Amir Ahl Sunnah says so beautifully, aap ye ashar likhte hain aur kaash aisa ho jaye. With regards to the deed of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam,
"Teri jab ki deed hogi, jab meri eid hogi, teri جب کی دید ہوگی آقا تیری جب کی دید ہوگی جب میری دید ہوگی میرے خواب میں تمہارا میرے خواب میں تمہارا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے یہ مریض مر رہا ہے
اللہ
تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے اے طبیب جلد آنا اے طبیب جلد آنا مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے مدنی مدینے والے
Dear viewers in the Sabadini channel, the true lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are always eager to meet with him. Dunya mein jeete jee sarkar ki sunnaton par amal karte hain. Koshish karte hain. Hatta limkan jee haan, we are insan, we are humans, we fail, we try, we fail, we fall, we stand, we walk, we fall, we fail. And this is part of life, lekin we make tawbah, we repent abundantly, we try our utmost best to stick to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have no other option but as a Muslim we should only follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the teachings of the pious predecessors so that we could be strong in our faith, we could be strong like Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu anhu. The wealth of this world, the taste and the lust of this dunya would never shake you even a little bit if you have the true devotion for Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt. And the Ahlul Bayt as well. So many awliya and saliheen were very eager to meet with the Prophet of Allah. They look forward. Like Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, according to his wasiyat, he even asked for his qabr to be dug deep enough so that when he is blessed with the ziyarat of Rasulullah in his grave, he says, I shall be able to stand and make ziyarat and recite salams and salat upon Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeh bhi ek aashiqo ka andaaz hota hai. Allah. Same like Bilal radiyallahu anhu who says, oh my happiness, Allahu Akbar. Tomorrow we shall meet with our friends and with our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the level of his devotion and muhabba. Isi baat ko shayad ne yu bhi bayan kiya hai. He says,
قبر میں سرکار آئے تو میں قدموں میں گروں قبر میں سرکار آئے تو میں قدموں میں گروں گئے فرشتے بھی اٹھائے تو میں ان سے یوں کہوں اب تو پائے ناز سے میں اے فرشتوں کیوں اٹھوں اب تو پائے ناز سے میں اے فرشتوں کیوں اٹھوں مر کے پہنچا ہوں یہاں اس دل ربا کے واسطے تڑپا کے ان کے قدموں میں مجھ کو گرا دشا تڑپا کے ان کے قدموں میں مجھ کو گرا دشا جس وقت ہو لحد میں زیارت رسول کی لحد میں زیارت رسول کی صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد
صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
We come to the end of this program. We were discussing the greatness of Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu anhu. We will be back soon inshallah with more programs of this kind in the Early Echo program. Please watch Madani channel, share this program and videos with others as well for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Kareem. And I sign off reminding you and the world what is our maqsad and our mission as Muslims and the mission of this movement of Quran and Sunnah, and that is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance.